Accession number 11926, Reel 2.
Mr. Pass, Reel 2.
They wanted a working party, and they took it out then to an aerodrome. And we were doing the aerodrome then, and after being a couple of weeks, the Red Cross come there. And they found out then what kind of work we were doing. It was a war effort job. So they packed us in right away and took us back to the aerodrome, to Wolfsburg. Well, then, after a while, then again, we got fed up again, then hanging about all day long. And we went to a place called Nikolasdorf. And in there, then, was a big paper factory. And we got detailed then for various jobs then on the paper, in the paper factory. And some of the boys then, they were outdoor then, and wagons of logs used to come in, which they used to make into pulp, made paper then, and they just discharged the wagons and roll the wood then, all stack it all up, and then that used to go into the paper factory then, made into pulp, and it used to make what they called celluloze. It's a kind of a thickish paper, and ribbles on them, or whatever they call them. Well, it's all whatever colour paper, then they used to put a dye in it. And we were working on the machines then, before they come out the paper, and we should take it up to up the lift then, with a truck affair, and then it is going to a machine then, something like an old mortar mixer. You remember the old two big rollers?
Yes.
One go one side, and they used to cut the paper lengthways. They used to be rolls, they did. Rolls like that. They used to cut it lengthways then. It'd be all opened up then. And then they'd put a dye in for whatever colour paper it used to be, wanted to be. And then it'd go downstairs then and come out real paper then with the boilers and everything.
What was the name of this place where you were making this paper?
Nikolasdorf.
Is this in Austria?
Yes. I got a photograph there somewhere.
Is it near Wolfsburg?
No, no, it's further up. Near Innsbruck. Not far from Innsbruck. Between Innsbruck and Leoben.
Did you remain a POW right till 1945?
Yes.
And you were whereabouts were you liberated eventually?
We were in Wolfsburg then when the Russians released us.
So you stayed in Austria the whole war?
All the time, yes.
Can you describe how the Russians eventually liberated you?
They liberated us. And we were there for a while. We weren't working then at all. So we used to have a walk around the village. And the confidence man, he was in touch with the troops and all the people that liberated us and all that business. And he says, if I should get word that they were going to shift us back home or back up to the British lines, we'd blow the hooter on the factory. Well, those people learned it was out. They had about 2 hours to get back to the camp. Well, we were all packed and everything. We had nothing much to pack, in fact. And then it did eventually happen. The hooter went, and we were all shifted in. 100 of us was in this camp then. And we were shifted to Klagenfurt. Now then, there was a bridge there. The British troops were one side, and the Russians were the other side. Or the Russians were this side, and the British troops were that side. So we had permission to go over there. And then we bivouacked now for one night. The following morning then, we all got weighed with all what gear we had, and we got put in a transport plane. We shifted then down to Bari, in southern Italy. Now, there was a rest camp then in Bari there, the British Royal Rest Camp. And that's where we stayed then for another couple of weeks. Because there was parties there before us waiting to get flown home. They had to get up in the morning. If it was bad flying conditions, they'd be the first on the next day. Well, it all depended on how many planes they had. Well, I think we were there for about 5 or 6 days before we actually had our chance of coming home then. And we flew home then in a bomber. Well, we landed in Aylesbury. That was on a Saturday evening. They took us to a camp. There was all the beds was all lined out for us. And all documents and everything on telegrams. So you could send home to your parents then that you've arrived home safely, like. And then the following day on a Sunday, we were taken through various departments then. Clothing, medical, pay, and ration books and everything. On a Monday then, we were coming home from Paddington. We've taken from Aylesbury then, or Buckinghamshire, up to London then, and then we'd all dispersed then wherever you go in.
Now, just going back to the crease fighting, how many casualties amongst the parachutists of the Germans did you inflict, do you think, in Malmö?
Well, we mopped the first lot up. And they were coming down then in gliders. Well, when they went into Malmö then, the aerodrome, all the planes and the gliders were crash landing, in other words. And they had the German troops there then, shifting all the broken ones then, making room then for the next lot to come down. Oh, we inflicted thousands of casualties. Well, as you know, they lost around about 8,000 there. 6,000 to 8,000.
When you were captured by the Germans in Crete, did the Germans who captured you show much bitterness because you...
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely, yes. Oh, you couldn't turn around and say, oh, I want a rest or anything like that when they march in. That'd be what I get.
Do you think this was because you'd inflicted so many casualties on them?
Oh, that's possible, yes, yes. Well, there were German bodies there now on the road. Somebody had tied their neck and their leg behind them. Well, we were marching there one day, doing something. I think it's towards Suda Bay. And somebody had a presence of mind then in the front to go across then and cut that cord off it. Otherwise, they'd have been ructions with the Germans.
Who do you think had done that?
Could have been one of the British troops.
Were there any Greeks fighting with you?
Oh, yes. Oh, not with me, but they could have been on the island, but not that I know of.
You said that you rejoined the Welsh regiment. Whereabouts did you join them?
After I had come back from Malmö, that was it? That is the other side of Carnia. As I told you, I met this officer and I asked him where they were, and he said the other side of Carnia. That was more or less towards Suda Bay way as well.
What about the local Cretans, the local Cretan civilians? How did you get on with them?
Oh, we got on well with them, and we get on well with them now. Very, very well. They open up their arms to us. That's why I've been over there 5 times now since 86, or the 5th time now this year. And Mr. Bevan as well.
Did you see anything of the Maori troops?
The Maori troops?
Yes.
No, I don't think I did. No, I didn't know.